Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Christine, welcome back to the studio.
Thank you, Joe. Happy to be with you.
All right. Let's get lots to talk about. And first to talk about, you made an announcement about ErieNet earlier in the week. Obviously, a huge disappointment for Erie County. Your thoughts on just the program in general and the roadblocks allegedly it's hit?
Yeah. You take a look at what ErieNet is trying to do and look at history. Many other municipalities have tried to do the same thing. 90% of the time, those programs are financial failures. Okay. And what typically happens is what is happening to Erie County right now. They want to build out, in essence, these trunk lines of broadband cable, and then they're relying on an existing internet service provider to do the branches, to go from the trunks to the homes and businesses, and they're supposed to pay a lease to ErieNet to tap into those trunks. Well, ErieNet has spoken to about a dozen internet service providers who have all said, we're not interested. That's a big red flag. They went forward anyway. The other municipalities who were in the same position, they ended up spending $20 to $40 million more to build out the branches themselves. They end up then selling the network because they don't want to be in the business of being an end user internet service provider. So they sell it at a great discount to one of those internet service providers who are sitting on the sidelines knowing what's going to happen. They swoop it up at a discount. Taxpayers are the big losers.
So we've got 18 miles of this. I think the big thing is they had no provider when they started hooking this up. I mean, this was the big announcement and nothing. Erie County knew they were putting fiber optic cables up with no one to supply it.
That's right. It was a very risky move to do with tax dollars.
And now we're 18 miles in. It was supposed to be 400 miles. And as we sit here today, they're still planning to keep on putting up what they have.
Right. And, you know, I had a press conference on this on Tuesday, and I heard some comments from our existing comptroller, Kevin Hardwick, and he doesn't agree with anything that I said. He sees that there is trouble with the ErieNet project. You know, after 6 years, they're many years behind, cost has nearly doubled. He acknowledges all of that. But he still thinks the project should go forward, and he, quote, hopes everything will turn out okay. We need more from our taxpayer watchdog. We need to know, why is it years behind? Why has the cost nearly doubled? And saying that, well, it was federal tax dollars, that doesn't make it okay to just throw it away. We pay federal tax dollars, too. He should care as much about our federal tax dollars as he does our local tax dollars.
So if as comptroller, this came on your desk 6 years ago, you would have then said, hey, this isn't going to work. There's no provider, right? I mean, you would have put the stamp of disapproval.
Yeah, well, yeah. And I think one of the big roles of the comptroller is to monitor these sorts of projects, give an early warning sign if red flags start to appear to the county legislature. So when we're a couple years in, projected cost has doubled. We don't have anyone buying in to do those branches, that last mile. I think it should have all been put on pause. And that's what my advice would have been. You know, taking a look at what happened to other municipalities, it's not smart to go forward when we know we can't cross the finish line.
It was never smart to start.
True.
Yeah. Do you think the current comptroller, though, Kevin Hardwick, who will be on the show in 2 weeks, by the way, do you feel that he will go along with whatever the executive says?
I think that's a big part of the problem with the way that office is run right now. It's very political. I don't think he has the courage to speak up against Mark Poloncarz or Jeremy Zellner. And that's, you know, ErieNet, it's funding patronage jobs and patronage contracts, okay? But this is feeding the majority Democrat system that we have here in Buffalo and in Western New York. He's not going to speak out against that. He's afraid to.
The CEO of ErieNet, Alyssa Hartman, from what you know, what does her job entail? How much does she make? I mean, what is she doing on a day-to-day basis for something that right now seems pretty stalled?
Yeah, she was interviewed a few weeks ago and it talked about unanticipated regulatory complexities. Well, she got tripped up trying to do this job because she doesn't have the background and the experience and the skills to do the job, okay? She's never worked in broadband or telecommunications or anything like that, okay? She was a county supervisor. She ran against Mickey Kearns and lost. And the Democrats gave her a soft landing by giving her a patronage job at ErieNet and giving her over $100,000 a year to do a job she doesn't know how to do.
So, I mean, that's pretty much why this thing is, like you said, that's pretty much why this thing is still there, because once ErieNet's ended, those jobs all go goodbye, right? There's no ErieNet.
Right. Unless, as happened in other areas, in order to actually make
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
ErieNet Connect. Okay, ErieNet hasn't connected anyone. And as the plan stands right now, it won't connect to anyone. No homes, no businesses, not without a third party, an internet service provider coming in and finishing that last mile. So without that there, they could build their portion of the project completely and still no one is connected.
So they're going to continue to build this just to not say we were wrong? I mean, is that what it seems like to you?
I don't know the motivation. I would love to. I think it sort of goes along the line, you know, we received this federal money, we've allocated it, we're going to spend it. But, as if it were free money.
But that's federal money that could have gone to anything else in the county.
Absolutely. It was American Rescue Plan funds. The county was given just a large lump sum. You decide how you want to spend it. So really any infrastructure project would have been an allowable use of those funds. They chose ErieNet. I think there are better choices they could have made.
Now, you talked about the provider, right, that they still have to find one when this goes up. I mean, is it realistic to think this project will eventually just, hey, we can't do anymore? And what they have put up, they could sell to a benefit of the county? I mean, or are they going to be out the money they put into?
They would never recoup what will have been spent.
Wow. And that's just more of the poor decision making at Erie County level, would you say? I mean, there's a theme of this in the Rath building.
Yeah, I think so. I think there is a sort of pervasive mindset that doesn't respect our tax dollars. You know, if it's federal money, that's not county money. So they don't consider it to be precious, whereas, you know, as a taxpayer, you've paid all of it. You don't want to see any of it go to waste.
You know, we've had so much about these debates between the county executive and the legislature about spending the money on hand or charging, right, getting a loan for big road projects. Do you feel that should even be a question? If you have the money on hand, should you not, as a county, be spending that?
Oh, absolutely. You spend what you have on hand first. And my understanding is the county has years ago bonded out for some road infrastructure projects, received the money. We're now paying interest on the bond, but they haven't done the work yet. Okay.
Oh, man.
So, there's a lot of issues and a lot of things that the comptroller should be following and reporting on. I don't blame anyone in the legislature for this because it's the duty of the comptroller to watch the spending and report back. And not just to the county legislator. The comptroller needs to be reporting directly to the taxpayer.
Yeah, I mean, the comptroller is supposed to push back, right? I mean, that is pretty much the job of the comptroller. And it's surprising because the county executive once was the comptroller, but it seems like now he doesn't want any kind of pushback.
Right. The comptroller should be the watchdog, the penny pincher, okay? Because it is the nature of government to grow and expand and to become wasteful and bloated over time. You need someone who's going to push back against it and point out very specifically where the wasteful spending is happening.
And for a county of under a million people, I think this government is way too bloated.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, is that like the obvious thing to say?
Yeah, Yes, for Erie County, but for many levels of government. And you'll find that most of that bloat is in administration. Okay, no one would say we don't have enough police officers on the streets. We don't have enough people working on repairing our roads. But boy, do we have tons of administrators and patronage positions. And that's where the waste is. And someone has to have the courage to point it out, say that it's wrong, and, you know, rally the troops to demand better.
You know, so many people have asked about the illegals who were standing right behind the studio here at the hotel. And we were told that, hey, New York City's paying for that. It's all New York City. Do you think that's the job of the comptroller to put what's really happening? Like, if there were county funds spent on that, should they be making that public to the taxpayer?
Oh, absolutely. And the question has been asked. So why don't we have an answer?
Right. Speaking of spending, I've been following the county executive, right? He goes to a lot of these conferences. He's been to D.C. twice this year. He's been to Philadelphia. He's been to South Dakota. He's been to Albany. All on these county government conferences, whatever. And the same guy, by the way, who said that your child could take a Zoom class, no problem. Do you think those things should be, because I asked Kevin Hardwick, I should probably give the background. I asked Kevin Hardwick, does the county fund these trips? And he said yes, because the county might learn something. Now, I haven't gotten any report on the county learning anything. My sources in the legislature say that he doesn't even come back and say what he learned at these conferences. Is that something, again, it's not the money of ErieNet, but it's still tax dollars. Is that something that should be called out by the comptroller?
Absolutely. It's a very legitimate question. And if nothing valuable is being gained by going to these conferences, why should the taxpayers be funding Mark Poloncarz's personal trips?
Exactly. I mean, one conference is fine. But like I said, we're a county of less than a million people. How much more you've been in the job for 14 years. How much more do you have to learn? Right? I mean, I think that's a fair question. Mm-hmm. Now, Christine, you're on the campaign trail, and we're in the height of campaign season. I know what people say, Labor Day weekend, but let's be honest. We're talking campaign. How's the campaign going, and what are you hearing from the taxpayers out there?
Campaign is going fantastic, and we're getting people reaching out and connecting through my website, through my social media every day. They want to help with the campaign. They want to contribute. They want to volunteer, and I'm happy to have all of them. And so going forward, we're just going to keep building on what we've been doing.
Any debates scheduled?
I've received an invitation to a League of Women Voters debate. They will hold it if both parties in a contested election agree. So we'll see.
I was thinking that, and also the St. Joe's debate, because I can't imagine Sean Ryan agreeing to a debate. So I was thinking maybe you and Hardwick would be at the St. Joe's debate this year as well.
I'd love to do it. If they ask, I'll be there.
Well, Christine, we'd like to host a debate here. If we could. Hardline is Hardwick's old show. So I would think that you guys would want to agree on that. I would love to moderate that, or you guys can pick whoever and I'll just sit back. But I think this is the biggest, outside of the city of Buffalo, this is the biggest county election on the ballot.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I think this race is the top of the ballot race this year, and WBEN and Hardline would be a great forum. I'd love to do it.
I think so. And again, like I said, you guys can agree on a moderator if, maybe I'm too one way. That's fine. I understand. But I think it'd be great to get the candidates to talk. One thing I say about today's politics is we don't talk enough with the people we disagree with. It's all echo chamber. Your past opponent, Sean Ryan, won't come on the air. I mean, he's the leading contender going into the mayoral race. So I always invite as much as we can of having both sides represented. So I'm hoping to see that.
Yes.
Christine, what are your social medias if people want to get in touch with you?
Yeah, the website is Czarnik for Comptroller. That's Czarnik for Comptroller.com. And we're on Facebook, X, and Instagram. So just, search Christine for Comptroller or Czarnik for Comptroller. Either one should get you there.
All right. And I'm sure we'll be talking more as we get closer to the election.
I hope so.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.